Hi guys, we're back. So thanks for listening to part one of The Lies We Tell Ourselves. And so now we're back with part two. In this installment, we're going to continue to expound on untruths or misconceptions that we enter into either by our own doing or, I don't know, completely accidentally as a result of our upbringing or subconscious, who knows. But we're going to continue the conversation. This is Lies We Tell Ourselves, part two.
No. So bad.
So you can bring me up to speed.
Okay, bring me up to speed. So of course, you know, there's the guy that I was talking to from high school, mm-hmm. and we had a situationship, right? Mm-hmm. So the situationship, in any situationship, is that you have your rules, you have your understanding, you don't expect more or less.
Who set forth the situationship? Like, who gave it that status?
I think it was just, it naturally evolved. It was like just conversation. Like, are you, the question was, are you single? Yes. He's single, yes. So got then it was just like, this is what I'm looking for, but eventually
I want to stay single for now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I want something to flourish into this. Yeah. I'm just looking for the right woman. Yeah. And it's, you know, at face value, it looks like game until you realize that you also agree. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And that's where that mutual understanding comes in, is because it's like, I'm also not ready for a relationship either. I do eventually want a husband. Actually, I do just want sex right now, you know? So
right.
It seems like game, but really what's happening is transparency. You know, he's telling me this is what he wants, and sign on the dotted line if you, like, we'll keep talking if you agree.
True.
You know?
What happens if you, like, change your mind at some point?
And I, as far as the rules are concerned, I have no idea, because I think when you change your mind, it's something that naturally evolves,
mm-hmm.
and it's either one-sided or it's double-sided. When it's double-sided, the relationship evolves with it, but when it's one-sided, it causes confusion. It causes, essentially, you digress, because now it's uneven. One person has that understanding that you both agree on, while the other one is just like battling with emotions or whatever the case may be. And that's why I think that friends are important, because they help you to remember what it started off as, you know, without him having to know that you are straying from the rules.
So what is he currently doing?
Right now, we are not in the best of situations right now. It was, I think what we could say is, like you said, what happens when things start to change, right?
Yeah.
And so things were changing, but not necessarily on my end. It was changing because when we originally first started talking, the times, right? Women, mm-hmm. were really into our details.
Yeah.
Whereas men, they're more into convenience. Like, I'm busy, this is what time I can see you.
Yeah.
But what they don't understand is, as women, we're looking at the track record of things, of how things
like
started.
How is time trending?
Yes, trending, exactly. How did we start and where are we at now? And so when we first started, we were meeting up at 9 p.m., going bowling, or going out to the bar, and then we'll come back and do what we do.
Uh-huh.
Well, then the last time I seen him, 2 days in a row, and that's a trend in itself. 2 days in a row, he hits me up at 3 a.m. And sometime between the hours of 3 a.m. and 5 a.m., we link up, mm-hmm. and then we're leaving around 8 a.m. And that happened 2 nights in a row, meaning he's trending. And so what was important for me to understand, especially on that second night, the second night I did not link up with him because I saw the trend ahead of time. What was important for me to understand is that a man's only going to do what you allow him to do. And that was very apparent, because I let him do it the first night. He replicated it and did it the second night.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking like disrespectful, and not blatantly disrespectful. So like the first night, he's like, hey, I want to see you, but I'm about to head out. I'll leave the door unlocked. I'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
I come at 3 a.m. And you think when someone talks like that, they'll be back, like, quick.
Yeah.
He didn't come back for 3 hours.
Damn.
So I was at his house from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. by myself. And understand this, I had only been in his kitchen thus far. So I've never been in the bathroom. I've never been in his bedroom. I've never been in the living room that I'm now sitting in. So, I mean, I can't say that I didn't feel safe. I felt safe because of his environment and whatever the case may be. But it was a matter of, each hour that passed, it was Sierra talking to Sierra, like, are you really letting this happen to you? You know what I'm saying? Or analyzing why he thinks it's okay for me to be sitting for this long. I think, and this is not the first time I've had this happen, where a man wants you to stay put while he does what he do.
Yeah, what the fuck is that about?
No,
because I don't understand that.
Seriously,
at all.
Because the guy I was talking to before then, I literally spent the night at his house, and then the morning I said, oh, okay, I'm gonna go home and hit me up in the afternoon, we'll link back to him. He's like, no, I'm gonna run out for an hour, I'll be back. He was gone for 4 hours. I watched three movies. Well, a TV show and two movies. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's how I even knew the time was going back, because I'm changing it to another 2 hour movie. And I'm just like, what is... And in all honesty, his was a little bit more innocent because he wasn't driving. And so he was only under the control of someone else's. But like I told him, if I told you that I'll meet you later, don't make me stand still, because I could have came back four hours later. You know what I mean?
You're bringing this now. Thank you. Is that enough butter?
Yeah, well, Whoopi need more water.
We'll figure it out.
And what's funny is, because when that happened, I literally put him in his place like that. Like, I was very much like, and he's younger than me. Mm-hmm. But when this happened, it was funny that I tolerated it.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything until he did it a second time. Mm-hmm. Whereas the first guy, it was like, this is not happening. Yeah. I'm not going to be that woman. Where the second guy is like, I'm more tolerant. And I think it's because the second guy I was more interested in. The second guy, we
definitely
had the understanding.
Definitely.
When the first guy was like, is this what you're showing me?
We will stomach a whole bunch of bullshit once we convince ourselves that we are into this person.
Yeah.
So like, whereas you have these standards and... you know, all of these rules that you go by and bullshit that you absolutely will not tolerate until you get to that person that you're willing to fucking do the utmost for no reason other than you've convinced yourself in your mind to do it, because they could be just as ain't shit as the person that you put in check for doing the very same thing.
Absolutely. And what's more frustrating is then it makes you question your standard in the first place. Is it a standard or
like, what did I just risk it all for? What did I just risk it all for?
Exactly.
Like, really evaluate that.
Yeah. Exactly. So I that was interesting in itself, and I waited, and then I called, and he's like, oh, go to the bedroom, and I'm like, I don't know where it's at. I'm gonna stay where I'm at. So I stayed, where the respect came in is after I called, he was there shortly, you know? So it took me that long to call, so there it goes back in my court. I was the one sitting there. I was the one that didn't call him until it had got 3 hours later, you know what I'm saying? So
whereas you could have called 20 minutes in.
Yeah,
if you wanted to, or if you felt like you could.
Mm-hmm.
I do find myself holding myself to certain standards, like, because of some rule that I've created in my brain for whatever reason. Maybe because I think I'm managing the outcome.
Yeah.
Like, I think that it's going to, if I play this way, then it'll turn out this way.
Yeah.
And number one, that shit is exhausting. But number two, I really feel like it very rarely turns out the way I logically imagine that it should.
Yeah.
And that really makes it that much worse.
I know what you mean, and it does a lot of energy, because if what you thought was going to happen doesn't happen, well, you did all that thinking for no reason, in preparation for something that never came.
For something that didn't even happen.
Yeah, I definitely understand that, and that kind of goes along with having the alternative realities, right? So you say to yourself, oh, if I tell him this, he may do that, or he may react this way, or he may say this, and you got all of these things going on. And so what I found with him, which was very unique, is that he was so... I don't know if I want to say experienced, mature, educated, maybe all three wrapped in one, that he basically could tell you were doing that. You get what I'm saying? And so he's just like, stop. Just stop. Whatever you're doing, stop, because I got me under control. You know what I'm saying? And his theory was, for an example, one of the things that he was saying is that he wanted to link up one night. This was on a previous trip. He wanted to link up one night. And earlier that day, I asked him, are you busy tonight? His response was, I'm always busy. So for me, that means you got stuff planned.
That's annoying.
It's very annoying.
So annoying.
It's like
I get that important. Yeah, I get that you're important to yourself, bro. Like, you are very self-important.
Yes.
That's cool, right?
Yes.
But, like, if we have even soft plans, if I call in pursuit of, like, the solidifying of said plans,
Don't treat me like I'm a nuisance. Like, you could have not answered the phone.
Well, no.
That would have been fine.
That's the crazy part. That would have been fine.
Like, don't answer the phone. You so busy.
You so busy. But then, that's the crazy part. The comment, that's what I'm saying. This guy is so different because is he different or he's not? Either way. But he would say, I want to see you. And so I said, are you busy tonight? And he says, I'm always busy. I said, okay, well, hit me up when you're free. When we get off the phone, he thinks that I'm supposed
that
to tell
a plan.
Him. Yeah. Yes, he thinks
that.
There's a plan.
That fuck.
How
that.
Did that happen?
Fuck that.
What was details?
You know what that is? You know what that is? That's just a complete soft lob. I want to see you is a fucking soft lob that's just tossed up. And it's like, it's a desire. It's a desire. It's just something that exists out in the world.
I want ice cream.
Exactly. And he has now put it on your radar of importance somehow, yeah, for you to do something with, or at least I guess that's the expectation.
Yeah.
And then when we don't follow through and do whatever the
we're
thing
in trouble.
Is,
we're at fault.
How though?
So this is what he said to me when he was reaching like, out
on.
To me. He said, "Hey, are you busy?" "Yeah, I'm busy. Now I'm with my mama." You know what I'm yeah. saying? My mother's gonna take prison. He said, "Hey, are you busy? I just got to the hotel room. I haven't even showered yet. Hey, are you busy? By the way, I decided to go check out the jacuzzi. I'm still busy." So he says yeah. to me at the end of the day, he says, "I've been trying to reach out to you all day to see if you were free." And I told him, I went right back to the beginning. I said, "You told me you were busy all day. Why would I think that you had time?" He said, "This is what you did." He said, "You took the information that I gave you and you tried to plan my day." He said, "All you had to do was tell me when you were free. And even if I'm busy, I would have made time for you." I'm trying to figure out how I became the bad guy.
It sounds good, right? It sounds
right.
good when they lay it out like that. But what they're failing to realize is that you just as easily could have come up with an agenda and been like, "I have this, this, and this going on. Here are my windows of opportunity to see you. When would you like to make that happen?"
And
what the fuck?
And to be honest with you, Clara, just because I'm like in the thick of it, mm-hmm. I wonder, is that your first red flag or even your third red flag? Mm-hmm. Is that a red flag to say, if we can't properly plan something,
yeah.
how is the rest of our
if
relationship
we don't like it,
ever going to go?
Yeah, if we don't like it, I really, you know what? I think one of the most silly things that I could have avoided as an early sign that someone was not the one was like those fundamental differences, like when we can't get certain basic shit together.
Mm-hmm.
How is it feasible that we'll have a relationship rooted in similar or even alike things if foundationally we are not gelling?
Seriously.
Not gelling.
We can't even talk. Your definition
yeah.
of details is not my definition of details.
Yeah.
How is anything we ever talk about going to work?
All of this shit is miscommunicated.
How do you raise babies together? How do we plan a wedding? How do we even plan our first date? You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Like, where does
no.
that come from?
No, and I too have fallen victim to that whole, like, planning fiasco to the point that I just don't, I can't try anymore. Like, I have to, if we're talking like a list of standards or what have
yeah.
you, I'm not about to be the driving force that orchestrates said date
of any
plans? Longer. I can't do it. Yeah, I can't. Like, I'm worn the fuck out with that.
And that kind of,
yeah.
that's where it begs the question when you're in your situation, who's in control of the planning? You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Like, do you want a woman that's going to be planning?
I think the initiator of the desire to see the other person
should be the planner.
Because if you want to see me, then you should make seeing me happen.
Yes.
Make it happen.
You know.
Hey, you can be part of this conversation too, you know. If you're listening to this podcast on the Anchor app, then you can use voice notes to contribute your comments to the conversation. Give it a try. If you're just listening on Spotify or one of the other platforms where podcasts can be listened to, then just send an email. I'd love to hear your comments. Send it to nerdygirlanswers@gmail.com. Send your questions too. Maybe you'll be topic of a future podcast.
It's funny that you said that because, okay, sorry, let's get off of him real quick because he's taking up too much energy anyway, especially just right now, but in my daily life. But
uh-huh.
let's go to the other guy. So there's this guy that I've been talking to,
mm-hmm.
And it's my, like, I won't say my first attempt at online dating, but mm-hmm. it's probably the one attempt that I'm taking the most serious
mm-hmm.
in a way. So I joined So I joined.
Pin in that.
Yeah, pin in that. Right. So I joined Plenty of Fish probably like the third time in my lifetime, but the first time that I'm actually going through with it. And
you know what? But I was trying to think of what are the online apps, and there's the one that's Grindr that's for guys that are looking to find somebody to hook up in. And I was like, what is the hetero equivalent?
I think that's Tinder.
That? I feel like Plenty.
Is it
Plenty of Fish? I feel like it
is.
I don't know. I could be wrong.
I don't know. Because then there's a Bumble. Like a B.
Oh, I'm not hip to that one.
Toasting.
Yeah. Does this have cheese in it? It should have American at least.
Yeah, put American. I don't know if they cooked it in.
No, they
didn't.
If they did, I don't see it. But I'm also... Can I have a side of chicken?
Of course.
Thank you. Yeah, there's so many of these dating apps. Then there's, you know, it's funny, just sidebar. I was joining an app called Meet Me because people were talking about it. And so I noticed that everybody wanted to link up. And I blocked everyone because I'm like, why do they want to meet me? Not realizing that the app was
called Meet
Me.
That's what this is for.
Yeah, thank you. So you got to have the right mindset when you join online because you don't want to be thrown
off. Right, don't end up in the wrong place. I was definitely thinking the one for me is farmersmeet.com.
See what I'm saying? I've never heard of that. Farmers? Girl, I've always wanted to date a farmer. Let me tell you. I was driving around the country and saw all the land, and I said, the discipline that they have to have, the work ethic and everything, and not to mention, they are solid.
Thank you.
They could definitely pick me up. I'm a chunky girl, you know? I gotta have somebody who got muscles, you know? So, and I mean, they are very family oriented. So let me find out about this farmer's meet. Is that what you're saying?
Girl,
like, do I have to be a farmer? Because I'm not.
I don't think you do. I think you just have to want to meet farmers.
If somebody says that you have to be a farmer, I'm going to be like, marry me so then I can become a farmer.
Right. I'm trying to live this farm life is my point. My point.
Don't play with
Make
me
it
now.
Happen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So yeah, I'm gonna try that. But the guy on Plenty of Fish, so there's I only to be honest with you, I'll say it was a bit of a self-esteem thing for me because my friend was on there and she's just every day she's hitting me up and she's like, girl, my inbox is filled. I've already got 50 messages, and so I'm like, why am I out here chasing after these men who are showing me exactly who they are when on a daily basis I can have 50, up to 50, or even less maybe, you know, up to 50 people talking
waiting.
To me, wanting
yeah,
my attention.
For my attention.
And I would have more control. I can block them if I'm not interested, if they're rude, whatever the case may be. And so I try this out, and she's absolutely right. It is nonstop. It is constant messages. And, you know, you do have to do your swipe right, swipe left, but... you see some interesting people. And so I couldn't keep up because being new to it, I'm not remembering to check the app often. And even when you have conversations, like my thing about online dating is it takes a week to have a paragraph sentence, I mean conversation. Hey, how are you? Sent. Wait a day. I'm fine. How are you? Sent. Wait another day. So 3 days then went, and all I know is you're fine. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Appreciate
you.
Thank you.
How was everything? Did you need anything?
More
water?
No, we're good. Thank you.
Do you have syrup? Or am I missing it?
Nope, I did not get it. I will get it.
Thank you. So, I tend to stay away from online. Well, there's this guy who was absolutely fine. Oh, my gosh. And I don't know why it is that... Yes, he's fine. And in my mind, he was too good to be true. And you want to know why he was too good to be true in my mind? Because
catfish?
He was fine.
Was he a catfish?
Well, in my mind, I made him catfish.
Yeah.
In my mind, I was like, oh, this isn't his real picture.
I would
he's
do that.
Too fine.
Here you are.
Thank you. We're good.
I would definitely say that.
But the only thing that what makes me wonder is, why did I do that? Okay? Like, so of course, we got to learn from our lessons. But my biggest thing was, I thought he was catfishing me because he was fine.
Yes. Oh, as if, I've fucking been there.
Yeah, as if a fine man couldn't be interested in me.
Couldn't just be trying to talk to me. Definitely.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, definitely. But I think we've all been there where someone was, like, either we manifest something that we want and we get it, or we think we're getting something that we don't deserve.
Yeah.
And so then that does a mind fuck on you, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because then you don't believe anything.
Mm-mm.
So you could be turning around, right? You could be turning away the right one for you, but because you're so skeptical, because
you've
been hurt, whatever the case may be, and so I have never been catfished before, so how dare I project that? I can't say I've learned from my lessons. No, I've learned from the TV show's lessons. Right. You know what I mean? So, going forward, so he, we were talking, the reason why I'm here is because we were talking about how men have the desire to see you, but yet they don't make the plans to do so. So he's been trying to link up. We have been talking solid 2 months. He's been following me on Snapchat, which I think is really good for people who you're interested online, so that way they can see how you live on a daily basis. See if I'm for you. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Because
that because, scares me.
But
that
I can block them so on much. Snapchat too. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
and on Snapchat, you only show what you want people to see, so they still don't see.
After they've
everything.
Learned where you go and what you do, they're gonna be like hanging out.
I have thought about that, especially when I post my dentist's office. I'm like, I don't want my stalker to be just. Outside my dentist.
Like, how'd your cleaning go, honey? Wait a motherfucking minute.
Exactly. But, you know, I've done it, and I'm not, so far, so good. Mm-hmm. He's even proposed to me on Snapchat now because he's seen so much that he's like. And so, before we go that far, because we still have not met, we have talked several times on the phone. Mm-hmm. You know, we have FaceTimed, so I see he is who he is. Mm-hmm. Not to mention Snapchat. So, he's posting pictures of him and his sons, you know, so I see everything, which is another good reason, you know, as far as catfishing is concerned. Get on Snapchat, you can see who they are. But the reason we haven't met each other is because every time we go to meet each other or want to hang out or set a date, the conversation always goes like this: where do you want to meet? I don't know. Where do you want to meet? I don't know. I'm not from here. Let's try this place. Okay, that's cool. Then what do we do after that? Where do you want to go? And my thing is, I think I've matured to the point where I don't want to have that conversation back and forth.
Yeah.
Not to mention, what did I just say about online dating? That took days for us to have that conversation.
Exactly.
And we've gone nowhere.
And I just feel like that's a means to an end. Like, he's trying to see where is this going to end up.
Yeah.
AKA, is we fucking.
Exactly the thought I had as well.
Yeah. That's all that is. I mean, that's like a cheap ploy at getting that information. We could just ask.
Like, at what
nothing
age
beats
did it
a
take
failure
us
like a try, baby.
I'm telling you, shoot your shot. Just shoot it. Who mad? I thought we were grown. You know what I'm saying? And my thing is, when you shoot,
but be
shot,
prepared to hear no. Like, that's what it is. They don't want to shoot the shot because they want to be prepared to hear no.
So you'd rather me say no in person and it feels like rape than when you try? You know what I'm saying? Like, when we have a mutual understanding, not to mention, don't waste your time or your money.
Right.
If you want sex and I'm not trying to have sex, then why would we go off on the first date in the first place? You know what I'm saying? Like, move on to your next fish on the Plenty of Fish app.
Exactly. Get somebody that's giving you what you need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, excellent. But the good thing is, I'm giving myself a shot on all avenues. Online dating. High school people that I've known, you know, exes. You even give them another chance, you know. All to come up with the same results that, hey, I've been single for 4.5 years. I think I need to go back to my hiatus, you know.
Right.
Nothing has changed. And that's one fun fact. I haven't dated in 4.5 years and I come out to the same stuff that was there when I left.
I said, this shit ain't gonna change.
that's a great way to look at it.
But it's not gonna change until we make it change, until people change it, you know.
Oh, well, that's funny that you mentioned that. Remember our guy?
Which
we'll
one?
Call him, let's see, how do we differentiate? There's Plenty of Fish guy, right? Let's go back to the first guy. Who do we call him?
Okay.
High school? I don't want to say sweetheart.
Right.
Because he wasn't my sweetheart in high school.
Right.
We'll call him Mr. High School.
Sure.
Mr. High School. Mr. High School. The second day, I told you about the 5 a.m., the 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. meetup. So, I, you know, tell my friends about my displeasure with what happened. And they tell me, you can only control what they, you mean they only do what you allow them to do. So the second night, I'm ready, getting ready for bed. I get a phone call at 3:30 in the morning. And it's the phone call saying, hey, I want to see you. How can I make that happen? I said, just by telling me you want to see me, that communication, I can make that happen. He said, okay, I'm busy for 30 minutes. Meet me at my house then. So
why is he
want to keep making me meet at his house?
Yeah. And why is he not coming to you?
Oh, he can't come to me. When I'm not in my hotel, he can't come to me.
Oh, okay.
And that's because I have a tendency to create stalkers, and I don't want anyone to know where I be at. So I'll come to you. So An hour goes by, so now we're at 4:30. No word from him. I text him, hey. He's like, hey, love, what's going on? Why is he talking to me as if we didn't have plans? That's the first question. Nothing much. Are you home? He says nothing.
You know what's going on, bro.
Exactly.
He was bullshitting.
So at 4:30.
Something else was on the table.
No.
Something else was actively happening both times.
The first time, engaged. He was gambling. Mm-hmm. And I know because, well, I don't know if that's a fact, but when I called him, I could hear men in the background. So there's no, you know, I no thought in my mind that he's leaving one female's house to go to another. Uh-huh. There is the possibility that there's a female gambling next to you, but mm-hmm. I'd rather not think about the females because I'm too busy thinking about the fact that you think it's okay to come to me at 3:00 in the morning or 6:00.
Now, when did it not be okay? Or was it never okay?
What's that?
If it's just a situationship, what makes
this not okay?
Yeah, was it like previously mm-hmm. discussed that so, this was not okay? Or was it just like a different...
The trend.
Okay, it's a different cadence.
When we first started talking...
When we see each other, for how long, that type of thing. And the way our interactions are going.
Yeah, when we first started talking, we were linking up at 9:00. Hanging
doing
out
things.
To 3:00,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then it got later where we were linking up at 12 a.m., but we still were in bed by 3 a.m. When the hell he started hitting me up at 3 a.m. Yeah. was that trip. And it only took place a second time because I let it happen the first time. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so I thought it was best to let him know, hell no, fuck that. I get you got a situationship. A situationship, I still need to be respected. Yeah. So does my time. So does my energy. I have to sleep just like your next bitch.
Yeah.
Just like your previous bitch or the bitch you're with right now. You know what I'm saying? Everybody deserves their sleep. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so I started to analyze the fact that who you tell somebody, who do you think I am? But forget the question to them. Think about it. Who do you think they think you are?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Who are you representing yourself to
How
be?
Am I representing myself uh-huh. as well? You know what I'm saying? And so when you let it slide the first time, he's not in fault the second time.
No.
Because you was okay the first time.
Right.
It's when you tell him it's not okay.
Yeah, at what point is he going to find out?
Yeah, how is he going to find out? And you can't just leave it to assumption. You know what I'm saying? You got to make sure someone understands. So what that night, like I said, at 4:30, I hit him up. He's like, what's going on? And I'm like, I just was like, I'm going home and go to bed, period. He didn't say nothing until 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
So even when that happened, he said something at 5:30, and there goes your 3 a.m. to 5:30 again.
Mm-hmm.
So the next morning, I woke the fuck up and wrote the longest text message in my life, basically telling him that I don't appreciate it,
mm-hmm.
and I was bowing out gracefully, and I thank him for the amazing sex. His text message back was, I don't understand, but okay, I'll respect that. And I told him very clearly, you are an intelligent man. My words are clear and concise. I highly doubt you don't get it. So he said, no, I don't get your frame of mind. Your frame of thinking, and I want to meet you.
Of course. No thanks.
No. Oh, no, I wish I would have said that. There we go again. Going back to the lies we tell ourselves. Why did I go to the table? Why did I go?
You thought he was going to show up and do or say something different, some last-ditch effort to, like, salvage it.
And he
from
didn't.
From fucking crashing and burning.
He didn't.
Where it was already headed, yeah.
He didn't even have a clue. When he said he didn't understand, he was damn right. He didn't even understand.
And I don't know if I always believe them when they say that shit. Like, if the shit is so simple.
Why don't you understand? Let me tell you why I said he was right. He didn't understand. Girl, he didn't even understand the clear words. He said he got that part. He didn't get none of the shit. I told him he had that morning.
Bitch, what if he can't read? Bitch, what if he can't read?
And the interpreter must have misinterpreted the words.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, we have a bigger problem than the 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. hookups if that's the case. I want to know who's been reading your texts to you.
I've been digging that.
And how are you responding back?
That's got to be a lot of people's problems. And they're just not saying so.
That's hilarious. I needed that type of laugh, especially in regards to him. And because the funny part is, he's so like left field on that. He's so intelligent. So I'm like, I would need that to be the case.
I almost wish that was the case.
It would explain so much. Maybe he thought 3 p.m. instead of 3 a.m.
He was confused all the time.
Oh my gosh.
I'm confused.
Unhappy. He thinks I'm very happy. You know what I mean? He's just not understanding. So he decides he wants to link up. He's free at 1, so I guess I'm supposed to be okay that it's not 3 a.m., but it's 1 a.m.
Oh, lovely, lovely.
He's listening, I guess.
Improvement. Right, we're moving in the right direction. Yes. That's cool.
So we meet up, and he is completely different. Completely different. I might as well have been a friend on the street the way he was talking to me. It wasn't disrespectful. He acknowledged everything I said, but that softness, that love, that warmth, it had definitely had that distance. You know how when someone, like, they're eating food and they look at you once, but then they look forward and back at their plate, like they're not really looking at you? It was like that. It was like that.
Yeah, he knew his fucking juice was cooked, I think, and he was just trying to, like, save face.
Oh, that where I was getting in trouble. Excuse me, let me say it again. That where I was getting in trouble, what it reminded me of after it happened, hindsight, a father who was displeased with their child. Mm-hmm. That's how he was treating me, going back. And so he goes over the now, one thing I will say, and I have never had happen to me, Kara, let me tell you, I thought this was going the right direction. Thought it was going the right direction because he wanted to talk. Most men don't want to do that. They want to go back and forth on text. So that was already different. I'm like, yes, we get to talk. The second thing he did, he said, let's pull up your text messages and go through them. Also different, because what that said to me was that he wants to make sure he understands what I said instead of assuming. Mm-hmm. Problem, he misunderstood every single line. How do you misunderstand? So he's reading the words.
He read
I
shit.
Guess at
he
the same time, he's
no,
proving
I'm back
that he
to my
read.
Original. No, I'm back to my original argument. Did he read them out loud or did you?
He read them out loud.
Oh.
Yeah, he had his girl. He had his phone. He propped it up on the cup and was scrolling and reading each line. Yeah. So that goes our theory. Uh-huh. If only. Yeah.
So, well, I feel better about that, I guess.
When the first message that the first sentence said, in the beginning, you were different. You were like a breath of fresh air. So he wants to read that sentence out loud. He says, oh, so you trying to say I'm different? I don't act like that no more. And I told him, I said, no, I'm saying you were different than other men that I've dated. You were a breath of fresh air, which is what I said next. Mm. He's like, oh, next sentence. So basically, one win for Sierra. Then the next sentence, it goes on to say something. So that morning before I sent the text messages, he had put on Facebook that he likes a woman that can cook and clean. Mm-hmm. He said that to me several times. And also, I'm a woman that can cook and clean. Mm-hmm. So when I was going, ending things with him, I said, I am that woman that you mentioned in Facebook. Mm-hmm. Also the same woman that doesn't do 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. hookups. So, you know what I'm saying? How do you want a woman that can cook and clean, but you also want a woman that comes around at 3 a.m. to 5 a.m.? Like, start making it make sense. Is she cooking and cleaning between 3 a.m. and 5 a.m.? Like, what is that supposed to be? You know what I'm saying? So,
exactly.
I just mentioned it. Do you know his entire perception of my text message, his entire perception of me ending things with him, is because he put something on Facebook? He said,
of course.
That's what he said. He said, so you sent me all of this because you're mad because I posted something on Facebook? And I said, what? What are you talking about? He said, you women always do that.
I've heard this so many times.
And I told him, I said, so you made a decision in your head that based off of Facebook.
Yeah,
I said,
all the way down to that.
Exactly. Instead of the plain, as clear as day words in your text message that says 3 a.m. to 5 a.m., you completely ignored it. And I think what happened was he knew he was wrong for the 3 a.m. and 5 a.m., so he wanted to skip over that part.
Yeah. Classic diversion.
Uh-huh.
Hell yeah.
It's one of the parts
that... We talk about some shit is the problem, it's not really the problem.
One of the things he didn't even mention at all. How are we going word by word, but you're not reading that? Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know.
I don't know what to think when they pull that shit. I'm like, do you think I'm stupid? Do you think I'm stupid enough to feel like what you're saying makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
And like, why? Why? What have I done to give you the impression that I'm that stupid?
Yeah. I don't think it's you. I don't think you gave them an impression. I think they're generalizing women. They think women are stupid. They treat us the same. They give us the same answer. His women probably snapped off about Facebook. So he generalized me to think I was like those women. I don't give a fuck about Facebook. I'm hardly ever on Facebook. It's Instagram and Snapchat all day. Fuck your thoughts on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Especially when you told me out loud. Like, what the fuck?
Exactly.
And I told him that. I said, oh, yeah, it's apparent you mess with surface level women. Mm-hmm. I said, I'm much deeper than that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Again, he's stuck.
He'll come skulking around.
Nope. It got worse. the night did not get better.
Oh, no.
No, yeah.
Oh, I thought that was that.
No, I wish.
Oh, shit.
Sweetie, what I found out is when, or at least in this situation, is when you back a man into a corner and your thumb is on top of the queen, is definitely there. Your thumb is on top of him. What does he do? He cowers. Now he wants to talk about a situation that happened weeks ago when we were supposed to meet in Jackson. Something that he apologized for. We've forgiven ourselves, but why
you
are we talking
have to
about
apologize
it again?
For that. That I was know. All his fault again.
I know.
That
I know.
That was all his fault again.
But you know what? It goes back to the lies we tell ourselves. If I apologize, he'll see the submission. He'll want to try it again. Maybe we can get it right the second time. And there never was a second time because the disrespect came in between. You know what I'm saying? But now he wants to bring it up because he lost this battle. So, and needless to say, I ended it with, you know, we went back and forth, and honestly, it was that situation that made it bad because we were now arguing. We were not arguing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we weren't arguing before.
Nail in the coffin. Don't argue with me. Mm-hmm. I'm not signing up for shit that comes with arguing.
I told him.
I don't want any parts of that.
And just, so check this out. Oh, this is perfect because you're going to love this. We're arguing. And I told him, I said, why are you jumping subjects? He has this smart-ass comment that says, show me the dotted line that I signed that said I was supposed to mention things in a certain order when having a conversation with you. So that's his smart-ass mom.
Oh my God.
Then he goes on to say, you are just an emotional woman. So now I'm emotional. Not
and
an emotional
just,
woman.
What the fuck is just? What's the just part this, about?
He summed me up. He said, your emotions are all out of whack. And I said to him, I said, because I don't argue back and forth with people like that. I went right for what he said. I said, so let's just say I admit to being an emotional woman. Where does this conversation go from there?
Exactly.
I said, what point do you have to prove after that? Is that all you wanted to do in this conversation?
Okay. So, I can agree with you. And
that's what I'm saying. I wanted, because I wasn't about to go back and forth about being emotional or not. That ain't what the conversation is about. But let's just give you your way. What do we do next? So then he goes on to say, he's like, you can tell that you're spoiled from your past relationships. He's saying, not in a sense of gifts and money, but you're spoiled in doing whatever you want with no consequences and getting your way. And I told him, I said, you ain't never asked me a question about a past relationship to know anything about. So now I'm getting mad. That sweetheart girl is now gone, and now he's about to get the one that's underneath it. You know, the one that's fed up. Yeah. I'm fed up, not just from him, but from the guys he thinks he's talking about.
Yeah.
You don't got no room. You don't even know my favorite color, sweetie. You don't even know my birthday's next week, love. No, don't talk about an ex that you have no idea about.
Yeah, because you're just generalizing at this point.
You're generalizing.
Yeah.
So I told him, I said, you are taking jabs at me. I said, you've resorted to name calling and you're throwing all types of stones at me. I said, I don't deserve it, and this is all about the fact that I don't think it's okay to hit me up at 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. And you want to know what he did? You're going to love this. He shut the fuck down. He said, conversation over. There's no need for us to talk anymore. And stopped it. Ignored me for a solid 5 minutes while I was sitting in front of him talking. Yep, and the only way I got him to talk to me again was because I basically had to admit that he was hurting my feelings. Mm-hmm. And that I was not okay that he was hurting my feelings, and I think that my feelings matter. Mm-hmm. He told me I could spend a night if I want to. He told me I was not allowed to touch him when I tried to touch him. He was moving my hands. I eventually got it so that I can do some type of touching. But because, you know, our riff was there, it wasn't the same. And we eventually stopped. And since then, it's been good morning and good night text. But I'm the one that's, you know, leading it. So for the last 3 days, I haven't said anything, and neither has he.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Yeah, I'm done, because at that time, how much disrespect did you allow to happen? You know what I'm saying? I still got a whole plenty of fish guy who wants to marry me, fuck me, and then see me, but I don't know in what order.
I got options, bitch.
I got options.
I don't need you.
And those are just the options of the people that I'm actually allowing in. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I'm sure there's other people there, but I'm damn near close to just go back. Go back to my 4.5 year hiatus. I'm so sorry. So, is there any way I can get different toes? This is burnt and I did
of
not
course.
Enjoy it.
Okay. Did you want that to go?
My toes? Yeah, you can. And I'll take a box as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
And ready for the boats?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Thank
I like
you.
Your nails.
Thank
you. So yeah, that's why it's kind of like I have this situationship. But in the meantime, I have to remind myself, Sierra, you were never committed to any of these guys. Just because that one didn't work doesn't mean it does not work. It just means that he wasn't the one.
And that's what brings me back to the situationship status, because obviously there's a twinge there. It may not be true, like, utter disappointment because the terms were set in the beginning. But there's a twinge there because there was a shift. There was a shift in who wanted what from whom at some point, and that changed. And there was never, it doesn't sound like there was a clear-cut opportunity to really discuss those things, considering you thought you were making things really clear and he was fucking lost.
So I think what I've gained from this, other than never to allow someone to take my dignity away, because that's what I felt when I was being ignored for 5 minutes. Five minutes ain't never felt so long. And I wonder why it became 5 minutes, because I should have left or said something or did something, but I thought I deserved it. Or I was tolerating it. But to be honest with you, what I told myself is I wanted to see how much he could disrespect me. You know? Because if that's the case, then I could write him off easier when I'm alone or when we are separated from each other.
So you won't have that rebound period where it's like, oh, it wasn't that bad. He wasn't that rude.
He wasn't that mean. It was just 5 minutes instead of six. You know what I mean? It could have been 10. You know,
I must have triggered him in some way.
Exactly. Blah, blah, it was 1 a.m. instead of 3. He tried, you know, those things. But the biggest lesson that I learned, because everybody's like, you think it's a relationship, and it used to irritate me, because any type of situationship understanding, if you're dealing with someone, it's some form of a relationship, you know? But what happens, people think boyfriend and girlfriend, and that's not the case.
That's so stupid. Even when people do think boyfriend, girlfriend, what they're thinking about boyfriend, girlfriend may not be what the fuck y'all got going on. But that's what people get for fucking thinking.
Yeah, because they think too damn much.
Exactly.
Or assuming. Like,
yeah, don't think about my shit. Think about your shit.
They forgot Angel Man cheating on you.
Thank you. Think about your shit. Don't worry about what I've got going on.
Exactly. Think about your babies. And so what are the biggest lesson here with any situationship, any relationship, is there's not a complete understanding if everything hasn't been discussed. You get what I'm saying? Because I kept saying we have an understanding. The only understanding that was there was that we were going to have sex and possibly have friends on the side. Yeah. That was the only understanding. We never had an understanding of how we would meet up when we're both out of town, what times are appropriate for us, what we would, you know, do in that time frame. Do we go out or do we only fuck? Like, none of that happened. So I'm turning 34 next week or this week. And so one of the things I'm going to do is not say, fuck men. It's not going to write all men off or all opportunities off. It's gonna say, put your foot down, say what it is that you want in the beginning, have that clear understanding in the beginning before you waste time, energy, or even a tear.
Right.
That's what I learned.
You don't want to be setting yourself up for failure.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's how women are looked at. It's crazy because it's like, that wasn't part of the understanding. The man's like, we never even talked.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Thank
so we're waiting on the toast stand.
Yeah.
Is anything else? Just
the ghost?
I'll take
kind of a Coke instead.
Yeah, to go.
Yeah. No,
you can
just
have it
here.
Okay, you want to take this? Yes, please. Thank you.
No problem.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a goddamn shame. But it's so typical, though. Like, it is a goddamn shit, but it's so typical. It's so typical. And I think they're so unique and clever with their, like, attempts at misleading, causing confusion. Just doing the most.
And
it's like, boy.
I'm going to be honest with you. I feel like I have to be transparent.
Yeah.
Because I've been transparent. So it's like, keep it going. I let him disrespect me more than I'm letting on, because I would have to get more personal about it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not there yet. You know what I'm saying? I'll get there. But the disrespect was there.
Yeah.
And the one thing he kept saying to me is, you're not listening. You're not, because he'd say, I don't want to have sex. But here I am pushing for us to have sex. So I really was being disobedient.
Mm-hmm.
But he was tired. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to get up and leave, like, fuck this nigga, who the fuck he think he is?
Yeah, thank you.
You know, but I realized if I do that, then what he's saying is right. When I don't get my way, I get mad. You know what I'm saying?
So who the fuck doesn't? Who the fuck doesn't? Who doesn't fucking get mad when they, you know what? I want some ice cream.
Ooh, from here?
Yes.
Can you have ice cream, love?
No, I'm about to.
Well, I guess
risk it all.
Do you? It's one of those things. Like, do you get the waffle fries or do you get the ice cream? You know what I'm saying? Like, which one are you gonna get?
I should have got the waffle fries instead of the smash fries.
Oh, you did get the hot fries.
Yeah, I definitely do want some ice cream.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, no, you are fine.
Thank God.
Did you want it here?
Yeah, I did. Thank you.
Vanilla ice cream.
What are my options?
Chocolate. I'm pretty sure we might have some Mackinac Island fudge. I think that's the name of it.
Okay.
So just those three.
I love those. I love Mackinac Island fudge.
I think I want Mackinac Island fudge. Yeah, thank you.
Girl, when I realized that basically it's chocolate chip ice cream with fudge ripples in it, I was like, what?
Yeah, it's pretty lit. It's pretty lit. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. So, I said, Sierra, you've embarrassed yourself enough, right? Mm-hmm. How do you get up? Mm-hmm. How do I get out the bed without feeling like shit in the morning? Mm-hmm. How do I make sure I don't cry when I drive home? Because these are things that's gonna happen, you know,
right.
Because of what's happening right now. And this is exactly what gave me the strength to pop up. I went right back to the beginning of the conversation, the beginning of the day, and I realized that all of this happened because I was unhappy with being met up with at 3 a.m. to 5 a.m.
Exactly.
And I was not in the wrong.
Exactly. Remind yourself of the fucking hard facts of the situation. Mm-hmm.
Take the emotions out.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And you can let logic lead you where you need to go with what it is that you're thinking and feeling.
It's okay to not meet up at thought hours.
Yeah.
You're not a thought, so you should be before midnight at least.
Just like it's okay to meet up at thought hours if this is what we have discussed.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're doing it and it's like, it's cumbersome. It doesn't even flow. If we're meeting up at thought hours, be respectful enough to be there.
Yeah.
Like, don't have me laying and waiting, like literally pun intended.
Yeah.
For you. Because you call me at 3 a.m. to come, and then...
You're not there.
You're not there till 6 a.m., 5 a.m.?
I don't even think that's thought out. I think that's another... That's the next morning.
That's a whole day. You want a breakfast date, homie? You want a day-date?
Right.
Say that.
So did I meet him up on Saturday or Sunday morning? Like, I don't know. Did we just skip a day? You know, so...
Right.
When it was at that moment that I realized not only was my concerns valid, but he never even acknowledged them.
Nope.
It was nor apologize.
It was a
fucking diversion.
Yeah.
That made me look like the crazy person.
Jedi mind tricking. Exactly. Yeah, that's fucked.
Which is why it's easy for me not to text him these last 3 days.
Definitely.
Because even after you did that, I still was the one that tried to text
him. Because you allowed yourself to go past that threshold of disrespect. Mm-hmm. Like, let me make sure it's real. Let me make sure it's
so
really fucking me.
It.
Exactly.
Maybe it's not disrespectful. Maybe it's just, you know, a little bit. No, it's disrespectful.
Let me make sure you're really saying fuck me before I decide that I'm not going to take it anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, okay. Yeah.
So this is what I thought. Okay. A couple more disrespect later.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. It's crazy. And since then, you know... Since then, I've been happy.
Mm-hmm.
I've been absolutely happy. Yesterday, my dad came from Chicago, and that's like a 5-hour trip to come see me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he spent the whole day with me. We went to a jazz festival, but my favorite part was we sat outside for hours just talking about property, talking about education, talking about how advancement in careers, you know.
Mm-hmm. Do you want a fork?
That looks
or
amazing.
A spoon?
Oh, a spoon is great.
Thank you so much.
What is that? A biscuit, a brownie, and ice cream?
No,
it is. That's a cream puff.
Yeah. Got you. That's
I think
what
I
that
just
is.
Overfilled it.
Oh, no. I just didn't know what it was.
No. It's great. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I'm going to take a picture of it. Don't you just hate when people on Snapchat take pictures of your food and act like it's theirs? Same thing with liquor. Like, yes, drinking this tequila, knowing damn well they got a lemonade.
By the way, just
thank you so much.
So, just having that time, my dad did that on his own. You know what I'm saying? My dad hit me up and said, hey, I'm going to come see you for your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And even though he's a week earlier, he still made the time. He's a very busy man.
Right.
He not only did that, he spent hours pouring into me on a bench just talking. He wasn't concerned about his entertainment. He was concerned about his daughter's growth, you know, this next chapter of her life. And he poured into me. The guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mr. High School, mm-hmm. I sent him a text message asking him something about work, and he still ain't even talk to me about it. You know what I'm saying? Because yeah. you want to ask those questions, like, fucking, can I just ask you questions and expect, you know, some mm-hmm. type of, you know what I mean? You can gain in those areas, especially when he's a successful type of person. But you know what? I realized to myself, his answer doesn't matter. He didn't care enough to answer. My father cared enough to pour into me. And my father and I, the last time I see my dad was in November. We don't see each other often. So when he comes, it means the utmost mm-hmm. to me. Mm-hmm. And I found myself, while I was with my dad, because remember, I was texting Mr. High School every day. Mm-hmm. While I was with my dad, I was about to text him, even though I had not texted him the day before at all, mm-hmm. to let him know, like, oh, okay, maybe he thinks I don't miss him, so I'll first tell him I miss him first. So I'm about to text him, and I looked up and looked at my dad's face, and he don't know what's going on.
Right.
But I just looked at him looking at me with the love in his eyes, and I mm-hmm. said, how dare I mm-hmm. stop the time with my father to try to entertain a man who ain't even looking for me.
Exactly.
You get what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And so I refrained from doing so. And after my time with my dad, I went to bed the most peaceful sleep I've had in a while. Mm-hmm. Not one concern, not one worry. He gave me a birthday card filled with money. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. just to make sure I was okay. And yes, that's a birthday gift, but I'm just saying to myself, like,
what
male attention are we looking for?
What exactly. love do you need?
Whose love is it that we're actually longing yeah. for? Mm-hmm. And is it that we're just trying to replace what we want? So like a father's love, mm-hmm. are we looking for that same type of love in other men, thinking that they should love us the same? You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? And I don't have the relationship with my father that other people do may have that were raised with their fathers, you mm-hmm. know? But there's still love there no matter what. I'm blessed enough to have a father that's still alive, a father who could do for me, you know what
right.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to really appreciate that and not look at what's not available to me, mm-hmm. including Mr. High School. Mm-hmm. He's a father of his own. Let him focus on his kids and whatever things he got, his situationships, yeah. you know?
That I think sounds like a real selfish piece of shit.
Yeah, and he's definitely going to be the one that has to follow up with me because I'm done. I've had enough. I didn't even tell him when my birthday is because I didn't want him to ruin that yeah. time because I knew I would be wrapped up in seeing him and
right,
you know,
exactly.
That's not gonna happen.
Yeah, keep that time for you to enjoy yourself.
Yeah,
and things that you know bring you happiness and don't cause a doubt and fucking
of my self-value, mm-hmm. my worth at 34. You know,
yeah.
I really wanted a clear mind, no emotions attached. Celebrate the friends and love that's around mm-hmm. me, the people who are taking the time rather than chase a man who wanna run mm-hmm. as fast as he can away from me.
Yeah.
Men.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. He's definitely otherwise occupied and wants you to somehow not feel that
mm-hmm.
or expect anything.
Girl. Yeah. It's crazy because before all of this even happened,
mm-hmm.
the first night that I left from 3 a.m. to 5, 6 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
we left like at 8 a.m. or 9 a.m. because, of course, I mean, what else would you do at 6 a.m. and then only have a few more hours? What mm-hmm. he didn't know was that I was supposed to go to Michigan Adventures that day with my coworker.
Mm-hmm.
But I was so tired because I had not slept yet that I didn't do it.
Oh, yeah?
I went home after getting my, you know, running my errands and stuff,
mm-hmm.
took my nap. Only to wake up to a text from her saying that she ran into him and his baby mama at Michigan Adventures. So I would have been right next to her running into him, a man that I literally just got out of his bed hours before.
Oh my God.
And his baby mama. Kicker, she's pregnant. The baby mama's pregnant. Now,
are you fucking serious?
From as far as the community knows, mm-hmm. she's pregnant by another guy.
Mm-hmm.
But Kara, I asked you a question. Do you know many men that would take their pregnant baby mother to a amusement park if she's pregnant by another man?
I sure the fuck don't.
Okay. Counter question. Do you know many potential baby daddies who would let their pregnant baby mother go to an amusement park with their old baby daddy?
I definitely don't.
Mm-hmm. But again, I can't get caught up on what just happened. Because I'm still trying to get you to understand that 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. hookups is not okay.
Yeah. You know full well what is okay and what is not okay.
But those are things that I have in my back pocket.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I know all the stuff. So, you know, I think it's a no all the way around.
Yeah, I think that's safe bet.
Mm-hmm. All the way around.
Oh well, another one bites the dust.
Another one bites the dust, and it doesn't seem like it was a bad loss.
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You want that man that's gonna, he's gonna swoon every time he sees you.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna, he can't stop taking his eyes off you when you're around him. He's gonna make time for you, or at least check up on you.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in that you don't live in town. That's the type of man at 34, or I won't say 34, every woman deserves.
Sure.
Unless the woman wants that type of attention. The other type of attention, but we deserve that. And it's when we don't have it that we have to remember that we deserve it.
Exactly. You deserve to have everything that you want.
You got it.
Out of, you know, a relationship that you're equally sharing in with someone.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
As always, thanks for listening. Please send all of your questions if you need advice or if you have a topic that you want us to cover. Send that to nerdygirlanswers, all spelled the way you think it should be spelled in English, at gmail.com. nerdygirlanswers@gmail.com. And I'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.
Others in today. How's your weekend been?
Really good. I had a good weekend. I went skating.
Roller skating?
I did. Yeah. I went for like a lesson.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't horrible. I didn't fall.
That's good.
I know.
Yeah, that's one of the scariest parts.
I was most excited about that. So, you know, baby steps.
Yeah.
As I'm moving in that direction. What about yours?
My dad came yesterday, so I was super duper excited. He ended up, my dad and I are so much alike, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. You know, like he's like, he spent the night on Friday, mm-hmm. but we don't link until Saturday because he needs his rest, and that's how I am too. Like, yeah. I'll get in town so I can wake up there. And so then I have my dental appointment, so it delayed our time to hang out because I had to finish my crown or get my crown molded.
Okay.
And so when we linked up, I went to show him, like, you know, we parked at the job, and I'm like, this is Southfield, and I'm like, there's a jazz fest going on. And we just ended up
sitting. Oh, is that what was going on? That's right. I did see that on the city billboard.
Yeah, Kimmy Horn.
Mm-hmm.
So we literally were sitting on the benches right across from Tropical Smoothie for hours talking.
Nice.
And then we went to Fridays, and then we went to Kimmy Horn. So we never got to Detroit, which was the plan. But, you know, that gives us something for later, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that was honestly enough. And that's perfect because I'm going to talk about that when we start talking about how, like, you'll feel that emptiness because the men aren't giving you attention, but then it comes down to whose attention is it that you really need from a man aspect.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like, all attention is not good attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, they've been having some very literal pictures.
I kind of want some waffle fries. Like, that's not keto in any way.
I keep looking at it.
But I really do want some waffle fries. They might have to go down.
I might have to do that.
Right. It might
just struggle through, yeah. I wish they had some grits. That's what I'm looking for.
Some what?
Grits.
Oh, we gotta go to a real Coney.
I was gonna say, you know, usually Coney's be having the grits, but not
you want like Coney. A hood? Like a good hood Coney.
The hood Coney be having the grits?
Yeah.
Yeah, every time I go to a hood Coney, it's after hours.
Yeah. Oh, really? Oh, yeah. No, definitely a good hood Coney.
You know what else is good from the hood Coney's? Eggs.
Hell yeah.
Oh, we talked about that Nikki D's. That's what I was
I got a great omelet for them. Are you ready?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Get you go right ahead. Together or separate? Separate, please.
This will be separate.
Is it separate?
Yes.
Okay.
Can I have, do you have a meal with, like, this and that?
Substitute hash browns for pancakes.
Okay, so you substitute. Okay. So, do you have grits? Straight. I know, right? I kind of knew it wasn't there, but I'm just like, maybe in the back.
Yeah.
Okay, so can I please do, what I'll do is, but I don't want all of that.
You can get, this one has only one meat.
Okay, that's probably where I'm at. Okay, so can I do the breakfast special, with the eggs scrambled with cheese, so
cheddar?
American?
American.
Okay. On the hash browns, can I have them with onions?
So you're done with the pancakes?
Yeah, I'm going to get pancakes on the side. I'm going to get both. Yeah, one of them is going to be on the side.
You said diced onions?
Yeah, can I do the grilled diced onions and I'll do squeezed cheese? Do you have that?
Yep. You want grilled diced onions in the hash browns with squeezed cheese?
Yep, you got it. And then for the bacon, can I get that deep fried if possible? And then a side of pancakes. Yeah, that's what I want. Yep.
Half order or full?
What's that?
I think the full comes with three, half comes with two, and it's a $1 difference.
A two is fine. Half is fine. I do not need that much.
So you got the breakfast special scrambled eggs with American cheese, hash browns, grilled onions, and squeezed cheese, bacon deep fried, and half order pancakes.
You got it. Right. Yes, ma'am.
Can I have the chili omelet?
The
chili omelet?
Of course.
And can I add green peppers to it? I'd like Swiss cheese, please. And my hash browns, can I have them kind of well done?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And what kind of toast for both of them? I forgot about that.
I want rye, lots of butter.
Texas is fine, lots of butter. I'm there too.
I might forget the butter, but I'll...
That's okay, we got you. Girl, no way.
What?
I took a picture of it over there. I was trying to figure out what that white stuff was. I thought it was mayo. It's cream cheese.
Oh,